With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Miller says they're looking now at the potential of yet another significant storm system.
This one is more of like the classic sense where you're looking at like a nor'easter. Right now, it's looking like it's mostly going to be across like the Carolinas into the southern mid-Atlantic. Still some uncertainties on where exactly that low pressure is going to kind of start to develop and really get going. But at least for right now, it looks like it's going to be mainly a southern impacting storm for like south central Virginia, southeast Virginia into the Carolinas, even into portions of Georgia possibly as well.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer calling for a deeper relationship with China during what he describes as challenging times for the world. Thursday, he told Chinese leader Xi Jinping their countries need to work together on a number of key issues. President Trump touting the creation of a new savings tool for America's children. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Trump accounts will be established for babies born during the years of the Trump administration, and money will be invested in the stock market.
We'll fund those personal accounts with a seed contribution of $1,000, which will compound and grow over the course of their lives and could grow into very, very substantial numbers.
The child can't access the money until they turn 18 and can only use it for specific purposes, such as paying tuition, starting a business, or making a down payment on a home. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Asian shares mostly lower as a wait-and-see attitude dominates in regional markets. Gold jumped another 4% in Asia, silver up 3.5%. The dollar weakened against the Japanese yen, and oil prices rose. This is SRN News. An Idaho medical facility makes a pro-life choice. Here's Michael Harrington.
Memorial Hospital in Weiser has installed a safe haven baby box. It's a device that allows a woman to give away an unwanted infant without abandoning the child in a location where he might die. The hospital will ask no questions of the woman using the box, and the child will be cared for. The city of Weiser sits right on the border with neighboring Oregon, one of the most pro-abortion states in the country. Oregon Right to Life is praising the hospital. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pew Research Center survey finds 43% of moms and dads in this country take their kids to church at least once a month. Another 56% of parents also say they talk about their faith with their children on a regular basis. 20% say they are raising their youngsters in a very religious household. This is SRN News. FBI investigating the Fulton County, Georgia election office.
An agency spokesperson says the search is taking place at the county's main election office in Union City, just south of Atlanta. The search comes as the FBI, under the leadership of Director Kash Patel, has moved quickly to pursue the political grievances of President Donald Trump. That includes by working with the Justice Department to investigate multiple perceived adversaries of the Republican commander-in-chief. Trump has long insisted that the 2020 election was stolen, even though judges across the country and his own attorney general said they found no evidence of widespread fault that tipped the contest in Democrat Joe Biden's favor. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Federal Reserve pushing the pause button on its interest rate cuts Wednesday, leaving the key rate unchanged at about 3.6% after lowering it three times last year. With the economy growing at a healthy pace and no signs of deterioration, Fed officials say they saw no reason to make a change. More details, SRNNews.com.